Now that the Defense Department has released its strategy for operating in cyberspace, the cyber community, both in government and contractors, is trying to interpret what it all means. For some insight, we turn to retired Lieutenant General Harry Radege and former DOD cyber chief. He's now chairman of the Deloitte Center for Cyber Innovation. He read between the lines and told us what the military is trying to say with this new strategy.
Well, I believe the Pentagon is saying that we have been working on a strategy for defending computers in cyberspace for quite some time. As a matter of fact, this all began in great earnest back in 1998 when the Department of Defense got very serious about defending computers and started a program called Computer Network Defense. And, of course, that has evolved over the last 13 years to creation of the United States Cyber Command under the United States Strategic Command, and now with an official Department of Defense strategy for operating in cyberspace.
Because the nature of conflict is evolving to include computers and cyber, how can the military prepare itself for such a squishy target, if you will?
In fact, this strategy sets out the direction for the Department of Defense, and it emphasizes that the Department of Defense operations in cyberspace should be conducted as another domain that we've been operating in for many years, like land, sea, air, and space. And in fact, that's why we refer to cyberspace as the fifth domain. So the Department of Defense has been charged now with a strategy with traditional missions of organizing, training, and equipping forces to operate in cyberspace. And I think also this strategy points out the fact that this is a dynamically changing environment, and we need to rigorously employ the constantly evolving operational concepts that are required by operations in cyberspace.
Now, when the public version of that document came out a couple of weeks ago, I read the whole thing. And it's, to be honest, sounded like a lot of motherhood and apple pie. What do you think is going on behind the scenes to really flesh it out as an operational situation in a new domain?
I think probably the answers to the questions that you're asking, Tom, are probably contained in a more sophisticated, more strategic and tactical plan called a concept of operations, where specific areas are addressed, and quite frequently those areas are of a classified nature.
So they're definitely filling in all the details underneath the strategy, but they just can't reveal their hand?
That's correct.
Because a strategy like this would have to be constantly evolving. This would have to be a living document. I think maybe differently than if your enemy, if whoever you were fighting was a nation state or even a group of terrorists. I mean, cyber strategy is constantly evolving as technology evolves.
Well, that's absolutely right, Amy. That's what makes this so challenging, this in such a comprehensive area to try and address. And it's probably why we have taken a number of years to plan out a strategy such as this that is comprehensive in nature. As I mentioned, we really started talking about this back in the late 1990s when the Pentagon was getting attacked a lot by sophisticated attackers then, but nowhere near the sophistication of the attackers that are coming at us today, not only from the unsophisticated hacker areas, which launch millions of attacks at Department of Defense resources, but also now the more sophisticated areas of cyber criminals and cyber terrorists and cyber activities that are wanting to disrupt or take advantage of our computer networks.
We're speaking with retired Lieutenant General Harry Radege, chairman of the Deloitte Center for Cyber Innovation. We've seen news and events lately that DOD is just as susceptible to the phishing and social engineering types of attacks as any other agency or organization. And so what do you suppose they're going to do about that? Because that's a human issue, and even though they're soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines dealing with it, they are also people.
Well, absolutely. The Department of Defense operates like most other networks today and organizations, and the fact that we want to share information that makes us much more adaptable and much more insightful to operations that are going on around us. So the social engineering, the social networking, the sharing of information is prominent throughout the Department of Defense. And thus, when you open yourself up to ideas and sharing information among others, you're going to be more vulnerable and susceptible to those who are going to try and to either disrupt that, learn from that, or create some sort of nuisance to you.
I'd like to take this a step further and extrapolate to the business of government and the business of cybersecurity. We're already seeing stories come across the transom about defense contractors that are expanding their cybersecurity services. I'm thinking of Lockheed Martin. They're trimming back the aerospace division, but they're really beefing up their cybersecurity division. Is this a trend that you would see as becoming stronger? Is it peaking? Where is that?
Absolutely, Amy. Areas of cybersecurity are impacting every type of business or operation around the world, whether it's government or industry these days. Frankly, anyone who uses a computer or a digital device these days is benefiting from the capabilities that connectivity provides to their operation, but also makes them more susceptible to the vulnerabilities and the attacks that are coming from the outside. And the attacks are growing in intensity and magnitude.
Now, several strategies have come out that mention DOD from the administration, and then there's this DOD strategy for this domain. None of them have mentioned anything about countermeasures, counteroffensives, firing back at people in the cyber domain. And, of course, everyone's hoping the Pentagon will tell what they're going to do about that. Do you believe that there is a strategy for that, but they just simply don't feel that it's in their interest to let it out into the public?
Well, I think that's something that it gets into specific operational concepts for the Department of Defense. And I think you'll notice that in reading the DOD strategy for operating in cyberspace, there's no real reference to cyber war. I think there's really the great concept of trying to avoid any implication or idea that we are trying to militarize cyberspace. Certainly, the Department of Defense is a small user of the global Internet. And any implication that we are trying to militarize cyberspace is not in our best interest and not what we're trying to do. But certainly there are activities and actions that are taken as far as more sophisticated operations that will be contained probably in other documents that will not be readily available.
And just as chairman of the Deloitte Center for Cyber Innovation, what would you tell DOD as the best way to work on their CONOPS for what they're trying to achieve?
Frankly, I was in the Department of Defense for many years, and I actually had some of the ideas of putting forward to them on what to do. The best advice that I could give anybody at this particular time is that the opportunities for utilizing and getting the great benefits and capitalizing on cyberspace are enormous. However, the vulnerabilities are there. They're very prevalent as we move more into a mobile configuration and mobile devices in our day-to-day operations, and the threats out there are growing. So there's tremendous opportunities, but also the vulnerabilities and the threats are growing against us, and we need to address those and thus keep a cyber mindset and continue to evolve with this dynamic area of cyber operations, cyberspace, and cybersecurity.
Retired Lieutenant General Harry Radigy, chairman of the Deloitte Center for Cyber Innovation. You can hear this interview again, find links to the DOD cyber strategy itself at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. And be sure to tune in for your cybersecurity update mornings at 30 minutes past the hour on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.